This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to always circle back on what I tell you that is correct, and it isn't because I'm trying to dazzle you with my brilliance. You know this. I don't have to convince you of that anymore. That's why you listen to the program. And I think that many of you don't want to share this, because if you share the program, you can't take credit for my moves. I get you. Thanks for listening, folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Look, steal as many of my moves as you want. I don't care. But you still, every now and then, you need to hook me up with somebody else. I mean, make somebody else around you look good. This ain't all about you. Oh, man. We struggled to grow our show because of social media. But you know what? I don't care, other than, to be honest with you guys, I'm so upset that we cannot pay our people what they deserve. And I'm not even talking about, like, have them go out and get new Teslas. I'm talking about the basics. You know, just to even call it minimum wage. I mean, that's why these guys are all 1099s. I can't afford to say, hey, I'm going to bring you on. We're going to give you the, because as good as what we do. And let me tell you, if I was running this as a leftist organization, I would be so flush with cash, it would be pathetic. But some guys get, you know what? I tip my hat. I was with Seth Morrison of Babylon Bee. People are throwing money at that white boy, and he's doing sarcastic stuff. Which, by the way, we're very similar, very similar. He's got a news service that talks about real issues. Because he says sometimes sarcasm doesn't do it justice. The reality of the story is better than he could come up with sarcasm. See, that's what we do. Now he's into my territory. Now he's up in my juke joint. But he can't beat me at that. But regardless, this guy gets money thrown at him. These people, and you know, the claim is that Elon Musk bought Twitter because of something Babylon Bee did. Again, congratulations to him. But pound for pound, we do more in this little rinky-dink organization than I think most of these other ones, I don't want to say combined, but most of these other ones by themselves, I guarantee you we do. The things that we do to help kids. Lawrence Johnson, I got to give a shout out to Lawrence. Lawrence came on. He was going to do this project called One Urban Voice. He talked to me about it. I said, hey, man, I think we could help you get that thing on steroids. So we did. Lawrence came in full bore. Here's the website. Here's this or that. So we started moving. We partnered with two groups that support at-risk kids and families. And within 2 weeks, we already had identified four kids, two families that fit the One Urban Voice at-risk families, four kids at risk for college, and already started getting funding, which Melissa and I and the family started, and we were rocking and rolling and moving ahead. We will change the lives of four kids in less than 2 weeks and two families in less than 2 weeks. And when I say change their lives, I mean we have women's groups backing them. These kids will get first-hand attention from a bunch of white ladies who used to just run social clubs and who are now activating. And I want to give a shout out to Jenny Simpson. This is a woman who's in her 80s, and she says, Kevin, I love what you do, and I'm going to help you. And she did it. She got her women's group to take on two of the kids. We're getting every women's group, every conservative patriot group in Arizona to work with at-risk kids. And when I say at-risk, these are not just black and Hispanic kids. These are kids who need our help. We did that. So when you consider, Kevin, should I become part of the backstage club? I'm telling you, you should. This is what we do. We help people selflessly and sometimes to the detriment of our own selves. Let me tell you something, folks. I'm not flush with cash. I'm renting a house. I got to buy a house in a market that stinks of interest rates rising. Anybody got a house? Did you want to sell cheap? We need it. We've been trying to get an office for better part of two years. Can't find office spaces, convenient, blah, blah, blah. And I don't want that monkey on my back until I know we can pay these bills. That's why I talk often about what does it take to support what we do, this ministry of conservatism. And hopefully you'll do it. Anyway, it's not what I want to talk about. I'm going to get into my being right. And here's what I was right about. Here's what I keep telling people. I'm not doing it to gloat. I'm just telling you it is a fact. I warned you about Wu Flu. I said early on there's something different about this as a disease and the way we're handling it. And you know the rest. You know the outcome. Lockdowns, forced vaccinations, things we would have never predicted. And then I told you this. I said they're lying to you about the statistics. They're lying to you about the number of people who have it, the number of people who died, not with it, but from it. They're lying to you about the effectiveness, the efficacy, to go all Fauci on you, on these vaccines, etc. I said they are blatantly lying to you. And I got pushback from people. Kevin, how can you go spreading misinformation? Because I know how to look at common sense and determine, you know what, this doesn't pass the smell test. And it never has. And it never will. These people were lying the entire time. They bilked us out of $6 trillion and counting. They are now throwing away meds, yet still developing new ones. Still developing. And the more that you give them the data, this does not affect newborns. It doesn't affect anybody under the age of 45 or 55. It's barely killing people over 55. And the demographic that it's taken out is practically 80 years old. Did any of that matter? Nope. Government kept moving forward. And I kept telling you, I said, these are lies. Propaganda. You might as well call, Kevin, you colluded with the Russians. Kevin, you're colluding with the Ukrainians. We're going to impeach you. I mean, I felt like Trump half the time, with even conservative. Well, Kevin, I had a cousin that died from it. Yeah, he had a cousin that died in a car wreck. He had a cousin that died from a drug overdose. He had a cousin that died from all kinds of stuff. Why is this one the one that got you to, ooh, I tell you what, I better put this mask on. This mask gonna protect me. You know the truth. That mask did nothing for you. It may have given you some placebo thing. I'm protected. It didn't do anything practical. But we were covering it. And meanwhile, there are people out there like myself pushing back. Rand Paul pushed back. And that's what I want to cover. I want to cover what he did to Fauci, that fraud. And there's an important thing to consider. Wait till you hear this when I come back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Dr. Fauci, the government recommends everybody take a booster over age 5. Are you aware of any studies that show reduction in hospitalization or death for children who take a booster?
Right now, there's not enough data that has been accumulated, Senator Paul, to indicate that that's the case. I believe that the recommendation that was made was based on the assumption that if you look at the morbidity and mortality of children within each of the age groups, you know, 0 to 5, 5 to 11.
Right. So there are no studies, and Americans should all know this, there are no studies on children showing a reduction in hospitalization or death with taking a booster. The only studies that were permitted, the only studies that were presented, were antibody studies. So they say, if we give you a booster, you make antibodies. Now, a lot of scientists would question whether or not that's proof of efficacy of a vaccine. If I give you 10
or if I give a patient 10 mRNA vaccines and they make protein each time or they make antibody each time, is that proof that we should give 10 boosters, Dr. Fauci?
No, I think that is somewhat of an absurd exaggeration.
Well, that is the proof that you use. Your committees use that. That's the only proof you have to tell children to take a booster is that they make antibodies. So it's not an absurdity. You're already at like 5 boosters for people. You've had, you know, 2 or 3 boosters. It's like, where is the proof? Now, I think there is probably some indication for older folks that have some risk factors. For younger folks, there's not. But here's the other thing. There are some risk factors for the vaccine. So the risk of myocarditis with a second dose for adolescent boys 12 to 24 is about 80 in a million. This is both from the CDC and from the Israeli study. It's also in the VAERS study, remarkably similar for boys, much higher from boys than girls and much higher than the background. The background's about 2 per million. So there is risk, and there are risks, and you're telling everybody in America, just blindly go out there because we made antibodies. So it is not an absurd corollary to say if you have 10. In fact, you probably make antibodies if you get 100 boosters. All right? That's not science. That's conjecture, and we should not be making public policy on it.
So, Senator Paul, if I might respond to that, we just heard in his opening statement Ranking Member Burr talk about his staff who went to Israel. And if you look at the data from Israel, the boosts, both the third shot boost and the fourth shot boost, was associated with a clear-cut clinical effect, mostly in elderly people, but also as they gathered more data, even in people in the 40s and the 50s. So there is clinical data.
But not in children.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Rand Paul is pointing out the obvious. The government recommends that children get a booster over the age of 5. Yet, there are no studies showing children having a reduction in hospitalization or death when taking a booster. The only studies there are antibody studies, which means if you were, for example, exposed to COVID or Wu flu and you got it, you would be building antibodies, which, by the way, are the best antibodies you can build. Are we clear on that? That is the best antibody you can build is when your body itself says, I'm going to fight it. In rare occasion, it doesn't work. And people die. Maybe you've got some compromised immune system, but it does happen. That we are all destined to die, okay? Let's just understand that. You can't save everybody. But what they did is they're lying. The government is having these people develop vaccines knowing there is no benefit to the children. And in fact, when Rand Paul pushed it and says, well, what about 10 boosters? Wouldn't that still, even in a 10th booster, wouldn't that create an antibody? Why shouldn't we get 10? Well, now you're being outrageous or whatever. He's like, no, I'm not. You take it up to 100. What you're saying, what the government is saying is, as long as we can produce antibodies, you should be getting boosted. No. What you do is you compromise your body's ability to produce it. That's why you shouldn't be getting it in the first place. And then Rand Paul goes on to say this. There are risk factors here, folks. There are risk factors for this vaccine. The risk of myocarditis, and he picks one thing. He says it's 80 per million when you take the vaccine. And when he talks about this, he says, but the background is 2 per million. Do you know what he's saying? He's saying that you are 40 times more likely as a young boy to get myocarditis if you take this vaccination. Don't know why. Maybe because there's a biological difference between boys and girls. Maybe it has something to do with the Y chromosome. I don't know. But here's what I will tell you. It's 2 parts per million. 2 people per million will get myocarditis in the normal population of boys. When you take the vaccine, 80 per million. Now you say, Kevin, it's 80 per million versus 2 per million. That's not a lot. I don't care if something gives me a 40%. I'm not 40%. We're talking magnitudes more of percentage of me getting myocarditis than if I don't take your vaccine. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm not going to take it. So what Rand Paul's doing right now is he's setting Fauci up. Because what he's doing is he's saying, look, Fauci, if you're being truthful, you will tell the American public, we don't need this. If you're 80 years older, 70 years you want to take it or older, maybe there is a booster you need. I will tell you this from a personal experience. I know a lot of elderly people. I golf with them. I'm around them. If you go to any type of an event, a Republican or conservative event, it's chock full of older people. And if you ask that audience, how many of you got vaccinated? It's a smattering of hands. The majority of them did not. And to be honest with you, that's why they're still alive. But Rand Paul's saying this. If you want to use your studies and say in elderly people, this is what you want to do. You know, if you're 70 plus years old, you want to experiment on your life because you're certainly got more years behind you than you have in front of you. No harm, no foul. But for kids 5 years old, why would you do this? So here's my point. Rand Paul is smart enough to say, I'm going to set you up. I'm going to let the public know there's no reason for us to be developing these products, spending billions and billions of dollars only to throw them away. There's no reason. But I'm also going to explain to the general public that there's a cabal going on. There's a conspiracy. Why are you doing this? I keep asking this question. They now want to go to a Wu Flu pill. Okay, so what? I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know what the vaccine does versus a pill. I don't know. But if it does anything close to what the vaccine does, why would you develop this? And if we develop herd immunity, which is what nobody wants to admit, but we have herd immunity for this disease, why won't you tell people? More on that when we return.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is continuing to blame Russia for global inflation. Biden was pressed about soaring gas and food prices while answering questions from reporters in Madrid.
How long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay that premium for this war?
As long as it takes. Russia cannot, in fact, defeat Ukraine and move beyond Ukraine.
Those comments, as many of you may be trying to beat the 4th of July traffic rush. AAA estimates around 48 million people will hit the roads this holiday weekend, with the worst travel delays expected Thursday and Friday afternoon. This as Delta pilots are picketing over wages and work hours at seven major Delta hubs, including Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court says the EPA overstepped its authority.
The Supreme Court is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FDA wants vaccine makers to update COVID boosters to fight the latest Omicron subvariants. Specifically, officials want BA.4 and BA.5 to be the focus. That's in addition to the virus's original strain. However, Dr. Peter Marks says there will be no changes to the initial two-dose vaccine series. Those who have gotten their first two shots would get a booster that targets Omicron. The Colorado Avalanche are celebrating their third Stanley Cup title with a victory parade and rally in downtown Denver. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
WHO flu is a scam that has enriched a handful of Americans and probably some overseas people as well. But it's just been a one big ruse. And for people, it's funny, when you tell people this, they look at you like, oh, Kevin, I had respect for you until you said something like that. And I'm like, well, first of all, I don't care whether you have respect for me then or now. I deserve it because I'm not going to tell you anything that I can't back up. And, you know, I personally lose respect for these people because I'm going, do you think that I just come to these points, you know, to entertain you or to try to, you know, make myself, ooh, Kevin, he's conspiratorial. I'm not trying to find an audience for this stuff. I'm telling you the truth. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Rand Paul wants to get to the bottom of what's going on with this WHO flu nonsense, and he's as smart as, he's smart enough to recognize that something doesn't fit. Why are you recommending things that, why are you targeting demographics that don't have anything to do, that aren't going to get sick? They're more likely to die in a forest fire or drop from an airplane than they are to die from WHO flu, and you're spending time on this. Doesn't pass the smell test. And that's what Rand Paul wants to get to the bottom of. So he played the first clip where he asked Fauci about why do you want children to get a booster from the age of five? No studies showing that this is effective at all. And he goes on to talk about it. And he goes on to talk about the risk involved with getting a vaccine. And Fauci, you know, tries to explain it away. But here's the second part of the conversation where Rand Paul develops this stuff even more. He continues talking about the effectiveness of the vaccines and the other population, but he's leading to the bigger point, which is follow the money. Here's part two.
Well, see, here's the thing is you're not willing to be honest with the American people. So, for example, 75% of kids have had the disease. Why is the CDC not including this in the data? You can ask the question. You can do laboratory tests to find out who's had it and who hasn't had the disease. What is the incidence of hospitalization and death for children who've been infected with COVID, subsequently going to the hospital or dying? What is the possibility if your kid has had COVID, which is 75% of the country's had COVID, what is the chance that my child's going to the hospital or dying?
If you look at the number of deaths in pediatrics, Senator, you can see that there are more deaths
of people who have had it, of people who have had the disease.
Senator, we also know from other studies that the optimal degree of protection when you get infection is to get vaccinated after infection. And in fact, showing reinfection in the era of Omicron and the sublineages, that vaccination...
But you can't answer the question I asked. The question I ask is how many kids are dying and how many kids are going to the hospital who have already had COVID. The answer may be zero, but you're not even giving us the data because you have so much wanted to protect everybody from all the data because we're not smart enough to look at the data. When you released data earlier, when the CDC released the data, they left out the category of 18 to 49 on whether or not there was a health benefit for adults 18 to 49. Why was it left out? When critics finally complained, it was finally included because there was no health benefit from taking a booster between the 18 to 49 and the CDC study.
Great points, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. 75% of America has had this disease. I met a guy the other day. Older guy says, knock on wood, I haven't had it. I said, you probably have. I go, it can be so benign you don't need one. You know what? You're right. But he doesn't want to get tested. Older guy. I was golfing with him and his son and a friend. They were all good buddies. It was fun to golf with them. But yeah. So he says 75% of the kids have had this disease. Why are you not including this in the data? He says instances of kids going to the hospital are dying. What's the number? And you know what Fauci does? Yeah. He doesn't know, doesn't care, because if they gave you the real numbers, you'd say, why are you working on something for kids? Because it's practically zero. I promise you, folks, more kids go to the hospital for at least 10 other things that top Wu flu. Probably more than that. It is practically not even an issue. And if it is an issue with these kids, it's probably kids that have a compromised immune system. The average healthy kid is not going to suffer from this Chinese bioweapon. Sad for the Chinese. But they don't include the data. And here's what's interesting. The guy who's over all of this, Fauci, the highest paid bureaucrat in the government, won't give you an answer. How many kids are dying or going to the hospital? He says the optimal degree for protection is to get vaccinated after the infection. Now, how do you know this, number one? And number two, as Rand Paul pointed out, it doesn't answer the question. How do you know it's optimal? You can't give me data on the kids that are getting sick and being hospitalized or dying. So how do you know it's optimal? Isn't that a normal question? If I say to you, look, if you take this shot after you get the disease, it will work better. What is better? Better than what? Give me the baseline. Because in the previous clip we played in the previous segment, Rand Paul said the baseline for boys getting myocarditis after they get this vaccine is 80 to 2. It's 40 to 1 better chance that you're going to get a heart enlargement and be out of whack for the rest of your life and probably die from that than it is from baseline. And Fauci doesn't want to answer. Well, folks, we're talking about one thing. Is anybody keeping up with Justin Bieber? Have you heard the Justin Bieber story? Justin Bieber has facial paralysis. Now, I don't know anything about Justin Bieber. I mean, I know his music. I know he was a tormented kid, and he's dealing with stuff, and I pray that he gets things out. But here's what I know. I know he canceled his tour because he's got facial paralysis. I haven't researched Justin Bieber other than what I've just told you. I'll make you a bet. Justin Bieber got that shot. So we're talking about myocarditis. We're not talking about blood clots. We're not talking about Guillain-Barre, which is what Justin Bieber probably has. We're not talking about the other, oh my gosh. Don't ever look at the videos of people who got this shot and what they're going through right now. They remind me of the Kevorkian videos. Don't look at them. If you're not going to get the shot, don't look at them. These people are in a horrible state. Uncontrollable shaking.
Bezos don't go down to the guy talk like this.
It's unbelievable. People, young kids, folks, young people, I'm talking about 18 to 25, in wheelchairs, can't walk. People that can't breathe, you know, can't, there's lost everything. It's so sad. And it's guys like Fauci that are doing this. And what Rand Paul said is, you're not answering the question. You don't want to give us the data. And he says, and by the way, you left out the 18 to 49 category. You conveniently didn't report the data. When people are talking about me and saying, Kevin, you're, man, this is what you're doing. Let me tell you something. I give you every bit of information that I have when I'm talking about this stuff. I give you all my thought process. I put you inside of my brain because I don't want you thinking, oh, he's just making stuff up. I'm not making anything up. Go look and see what, if I'm making up this stuff about Justin Bieber. You go look, you want to look at Bob Saget, age 65, dying when he was so geeked up to go on his tour. You know what he was bragging about? Getting his shot and get this vaccine and getting his boosters. Anybody think Ray Liotta, who was just beginning his a new series, a TV series or a movie, I don't know what he was doing, just got engaged to be married. Do you think Ray Liotta just up and died? I mean, 60-something years old, young-ish. How do you think this stuff's happening? I dare you. I dare you to go look at these unexplained deaths of youths. I've got the stories. The congressperson, his daughter, some Democrat's daughter, just died unexpectedly. All Rand Paul asks is, 75% of the people in America and kids have had this disease. Why are you not including data of their hospitalizations or dying? Simple answer. They don't want to report to you. They're not being hospitalized and they're not dying. He says, why did the CDC leave out the category of 18 to 49? He says, because there was no help from the boosters. The people who have this disease, who fought it off, who are age 18 to 49, are all survivors because the disease hasn't taken out more than 0.01% of them. And when I argued this before and I told people, look, follow the common sense. People didn't want to do it. Okay, you know, you better safe than sorry. I'm okay with better safe than sorry for legitimate stuff. I'm not okay with better safe than sorry for a scam from scam artists. And that's what this was.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We get to the coup de grace in Rand Paul's query of Fauci, because he's essentially set him up to say you've developed all these vaccines, you've selectively reported data that omits the majority of the population. Why? What's the conspiracy? Why not give us all the data? You think we're too dumb? Or are we too smart? Are we smart enough to realize that the money trail is the issue? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let's go ahead and play this clip and we can dissect it.
Another question for you. The NIH continues to refuse to voluntarily divulge the names of scientists who receive royalties and from which companies. Over the period of time from 2010 to 2016, 27,000 royalty payments were paid to 1,800 NIH employees. We know that, not because you told us, but because we forced you to tell us through the Freedom of Information Act. Over $193 million was given to these 1,800 employees. Can you tell me that you have not received a royalty from any entity that you ever oversaw the distribution of money in research grants?
Well, first of all, let's talk about royalties.
That's the question. No, that's the question. Have you ever overseen, have you ever received a royalty payment from a company that you later oversaw money going to that company?
You know, I don't know as a fact, but I doubt it.
Well, here's the thing is, why don't you let us know? Why don't you reveal how much you've gotten and from what entities? The NIH refuses. We ask them, the NIH, we ask them whether or not, who got it and how much. They refused to tell us. They sent it redacted. Here's what I want to know. It's not just about you. Everybody on the vaccine committee, have any of them ever received money from the people who make vaccines? Right. Can you tell me that?
Good line of questioning, because it's a very simple thing, right? Follow the money. And what Senator Paul is explaining is a very simple concept. Why do we not have open books? $193 million has been paid out in 27,000 royalty payments to 1,800 different people. So you can do the math. 27,000 divided by 1,800 tells you the number of royalty payments these people have received. $193 million divided by that number will give you how much the average of these people have received. And it's fairly significant money. Now, the question that you have to ask yourself is, are these people able to be bought? Are they able to, if they say, look, if everybody want a Lexus, everybody want a Tesla, we can get everybody $100,000 if you just keep your mouth shut. I don't know what the numbers break out to. Anybody done the math? Doing it in my head, what, $107,000 per person? That's a Lexus. So if somebody said to you, look, no harm, no foul, you can get $100,000 to do nothing. All you got to do is go along to get along. Would you do it? I'm not saying you would, but I will tell you this. I'm not saying you wouldn't. If it was something that you felt was harmless, well, look, it's just research. We're already doing the research. Why not? Let's just all buy into it. And as we've learned, when these types of monies go out, there are going to be people to get $5,000 or $10,000. That's enough to satisfy them. There are going to be people to get 20 to 50. And then there are going to be people to get millions. So let's just say this. Half of that money, let's call it $200 million. $100 million of it was scraped off the top, and it was given to the powers that be. The rest of it distributed amongst the sodomites at NIH. So in Fauci's defense, he goes on to say, well, I've run the numbers, and here's what I came up with. And he rationalizes that he's only received hundreds of dollars a year from royalties. I clipped it, but I want to be very upfront. Fauci goes on to say, you act like I've gotten all this money. I've gotten nothing. It's been hundreds of dollars over a period of a decade that I've gotten from these. So here's the question that I have. I'm not going to blow your mind, but I'm going to make you understand why I love what I do. If you're only getting hundreds of dollars and there is a look of impropriety, why do you take it? If you said to me, Kevin, over a period of a decade, you're going to get $1,000, free dollars, but it could be controversial. You know, what you do, it could be perceived that you're getting paid, even if it's a small amount. Why would you do it? The short answer would be, eliminate me from any possibility that I could get a nickel off of doing my job. Eliminate me. I don't want it. So the question you got to be asking yourself is, one, why was Fauci so prepared to answer the question? His department, he runs the NIH, the part of the NIH. They asked for the data. You know what they sent them? They sent the Senate redacted data. But Fauci comes on and says, no, I did a little research on my own. I did my own investigative report on myself, and here's what I came up with. I took chump change. It was nothing. And so my question would be, why would you do that? Are you setting yourself up for something bigger, or are you giving me a little bit in hopes that I'll say, oh, well, look, he confessed. He's accepted just a little bit in his own personal investigation. He's accepted a little bit. See, that's what they do. They say, yeah, I took some money. Wasn't that much. And then the next thing you find out, I forgot about that. Yeah, I didn't report that because they're already in the process of hiding it. Why do I know? Because I'm a genius, right? No. Because they're already hiding it. Rand Paul said, we had to request the information. What did he say they sent him? Redacted data. So Fauci says, I'm going to get around. I'll send you what I know is not going to incriminate me because I know I'm protected by this redacted data. I have an administration that isn't going to let anybody touch me. You know why Fauci says he's getting out if they lose the midterms? Because he knows somebody can touch him. He may very well then have to get his feet held to the fire to say, whoa, wait a minute, you didn't report everything. Look, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know whether Fauci took money, didn't take money, how much he took, how little he took, don't know. But here's what I do know. I know that if Fauci were on the up and up, he'd say, let me say this. I don't get a nickel from anybody for anything. I'm more than happy to advocate for getting the data and exposing it to the light of day. And by the way, anybody who's been reporting from the CDC that is not giving you the full data for the public to make up its own mind, I condemn that. That is not a practice we should be doing. Has he said anything close to any of that? Of course not. But he had his data ready to go. Selected data, knowing that they didn't have access to the rest of it, probably knowing that they're never going to get access to it. I don't know. Here's what I'll tell you. Why do we, as the public, allow them to give us redacted data? Ask yourself a simple question. Why would you redact the $193 million spent on the 27,000 royalty payments to 1,800 employees? What is it in that data? Would we not? Don't they have to report it as income anyway? Why would they not give us that data? See, that's the problem. And so it's a conspiracy if you ask, if you speculate. It's a conspiracy. No, the conspiracy is this, folks. $193 million of taxpayer money went out to 1,800 employees in the form of 27,000 royalty payments, and they don't want you to see it. That's the conspiracy. Because if I got a royalty payment, okay, I'll give a good example. I have books. I have a radio show. If somebody said, Kevin, we need to know what money's come from your radio show and what you're getting from your books, I'd say, you don't need to do freedom of information. If we have that number available, if it's part of your business, if it's part of an investigation, I would be glad to share it. Here's my number. Kevin, you were bribed to do this on a radio show. I'd love to see where the money went. Because I got people that are underpaid. But look at government. The people that are supposed to be our public servants. I don't know how much these people make, but I do know this. They made $193 million more than they were paid. You know anybody at your company is getting that? Are you getting a piece of that bounty? I know this. Bureaucrats feasted on your taxpayer dollars.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.